Auxiliary police officer program, or otherwise known as reserve programs, are common these days, especially when staffing needs arise, and they are utilizing qualified individuals, especially those that have retired from law enforcement. With me today, I have Tyler Brandis. He is with the Sparta Police Reserve Program. Thank you for being here, Tyler.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, I'm just excited about this because I don't know a whole lot about the reserve program, especially in Sparta, but in general. And I have some friends in and out, but I know a little bit, but I can't wait to hear about the program y'all are having and how that helps with law enforcement in White County and Sparta. But let's first talk about you, Tyler. I want to get to know you and your background. Are you from White County?
I am not. I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay. So what brought you to White County?
My wife brought me to White County. She's from White County. We met at college at Carson Newman and then moved to Tennessee about 15 years ago.
All right, now I've got a question. You're from St. Petersburg, you said?
Yes, sir.
What made you leave sunny St. Petersburg and go to Carson Newman for college?
Carson Newman is where my mom went, my grandmother went, my aunt, a lot of cousins. It was kind of the family school.
So it was a legacy.
It is, yes.
Did you play sports or anything there?
Not there, no.
Okay.
I was a non-traditional student.
Yeah.
I moved after high school. I moved to the Caribbean and worked as a dive master for a number of years.
Wow.
Then came back to Florida and then up to Carson Newman.
So you said Caribbean.
Yes. Cayman Islands.
I call it Caribbean, but it's probably Caribbean. I don't know. I visited Cayman Islands on a cruise and it was very beautiful.
It is. Yeah. My family's from there actually. So
really?
My grandfather was born and raised in a little island called Cayman Brac.
That is phenomenal. So you have family from the islands.
Yes.
And then you are from Florida, but you end up in Tennessee.
Correct.
So how do you get from Carson Newman to Sparta? Your wife is from Sparta?
My wife is from Sparta. Okay. And when we left Carson Newman, went back to Florida, got married, had a couple of boys and decided we wanted to raise them in a small town.
Yeah.
So decided to move back from Florida to Sparta.
So St. Petersburg is near Tampa.
Yes.
Are you Buccaneers, Rays, Lightning fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we have some disagreement there. That's all right.
Yes. But I'm really a Florida Gator fan at heart.
Oh my gosh!
Make it even worse.
It's getting worse. Oh, it's all right. My brother is a diehard Florida Gator fan. I don't know how that happened. He grew up Tennessee, and something just clicked when he was like 18 and said, I'm not cheering for Tennessee anymore.
Yeah, probably liked winners.
Yeah, I guess it was what it was. Of course, we had just won a national championship at that time, so I don't know. Well, close to it anyway. Well, I'm glad to have you on. So what was your major in Carson Newman?
I was business.
Okay.
What I studied Carson Newman.
What got you interested in law enforcement?
My family had a business in Florida, and we sold the business. But prior to that, I worked in our loss prevention division and met a number of police officers through that. And just something I always wanted to do was be in law enforcement.
Yeah. I wish I was man enough to do it, or, you know, adult enough to do it. Men and women both serve. And I didn't go that route, but it's needed, right? It's necessary.
Absolutely.
To have our law enforcement folks and our public safety folks. And I'm very thankful for all those that serve in that area. And with my experience in county government and helping counties around here, I've dealt with every sheriff's office in the Upper Cumberland and some of the city ones, even though I didn't really work with cities, but there's always a need for more people, right?
Absolutely.
And, it seems like county budgets especially have a hard time retaining officers.
Yes.
Because of money and benefits. So I think it's admirable that you are in the reserve. So what do you do outside of being in the reserves?
A number of things. I work with my Boy Scouts, our local troop in Sparta. I work for a nonprofit that takes people with mobility disabilities scuba diving. And then I have a small business in Sparta where I do boat and RV storage.
Wow. You got a lot going on.
Yes.
Well, so, I mean, I want to talk about scuba diving right quick because I'm fascinated. I'm not even a great swimmer. I can save my life if I need to, depending on where I'm at. But what got you into scuba diving?
Again, growing up in Florida, South Florida, and then traveling to the Caribbean to see family. I worked as a dive master for a number of years and then got involved with this nonprofit called Dive Pirates Foundation. And like I said, we take people with mobility disabilities scuba diving. So anyone with physical handicap, which we don't really like to use that. Our motto is we no longer see disabilities, we see possibilities.
Right.
And we take anyone that can pass a medical clearance, and we'll take them scuba diving.
So, I'm sure they have to have some kind of breathing and
They take the same classes that a regular scuba diver would take. Just their limitations would be, depending on their classification, if they're a quadriplegia or if they have quadriplegia or paraplegia, amputees. We've taken blind divers. So really anyone with a physical handicap will take scuba diving.
That's phenomenal. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
That's that's a really good, really good. That's public service. I mean, people don't always see anything outside of government as public service. That's public service. You're helping people in the public do something they want to achieve, right?
Absolutely.
So what is some of the most interesting things you've seen while scuba diving?
Recently, I was down in Curacao earlier this year with a friend of mine who has multiple sclerosis. And we came upon a eel eating another eel. It was pretty interesting. I hadn't seen that before.
Wow.
But we see reef sharks, nurse sharks, turtles, loggerhead turtles.
Have you ever been attacked by anything?
No, nothing.
Has anything ever been aggressive while you're...
Not really, no.
Because you're in their territory,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I've been diving for over 30 years and never had anything.
So you don't
really
have a fear when you go down there?
No, not at all.
You're like, what can I see today?
And I usually would tell everybody I'm the biggest thing you'd see in the water.
You're a pretty tall guy.
I'm about 6'4".
Yeah, you're taller than I am, a lot taller than I am. But so I'm guessing that you probably always try to do scuba diving. That's how much you love it.
Yes, it is. It's something. I became an instructor so that I could work with our adaptives.
What made you go to the other side? What made you go further with it and try to help people? Did you see something? You saw a need there? Did you meet somebody and just say, you know, I want to do this?
Absolutely. The two ladies that started the foundation, just their heart and their passion for helping other people. They started it 21 years ago, and just the heart that they had for giving back when they initially started, it was to help wounded soldiers and first responders that had been injured in the line of duty, get them scuba diving. And it gives them an opportunity that, you know, they think that they're in a wheelchair, that they can't do these things. And we show them, you can do everything that I can do in the water.
Yeah.
Because you're weightless in the water.
Yeah.
So they're free to swim. If they've got some dexterity in their hands, they can swim with their hands.
Yeah.
And so it gives them those same opportunities that we have in the water.
That's great. I'm going to ask one more question about scuba diving, then we'll get in law enforcement. Do you scuba dive anywhere around here locally?
I'm spoiled. I'm a Caribbean diver, so warm water when it's, you know, 82 to 84 degrees, and I can look down and see about 100 foot of visibility.
Yeah.
I have dove around here a little bit, and it's cold and can't see a whole lot. So
I have a friend that just went to Kentucky to went some rock quarry and went scuba diving. I'm like, I'm out.
Yes. The quarries there are quite a few around the area, but they're cold.
I'm sure they're cold, and you can't really see that well, can
you?
Not
too much, no.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome that you are, one, that you're an expert scuba diver, and two, that you're helping others, especially those that may not have the same abilities as us. But like you said, it's possibilities, right? What are
Absolutely.
Your possibilities? So let's get you in the water, and let's go scuba diving and see what we can see. So I think thank you for doing that, Tyler. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that you worked in a family business and lost recovery, and you kind of saw a need there where you could help others. How long have you been in the reserve program?
With Sparta, a little over a year. I started, I got hired on or accepted on in April of last year, got sworn in October.
Yeah.
And then have been helping since then, just off and on.
What was the application process for you to get involved? What all did you have to do?
Well, I had been a reserve sergeant over at the White County Sheriff's Office for a number of years. And so I had to step away, had some family issues in Florida. And so I stepped away for that briefly. And then the Chief Dunn at Sparta Police Department asked me to come back and help him get a reserve program up and going. So we're really just starting this program.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're here because we want to get the word out, right?
Absolutely.
Talk about
yes.
it. I want to know, what is the difference in a reserve officer and a regular full-time law enforcement officer?
Reserve officers are limited on the hours that they're allowed to work throughout the month. And then anything past that, I believe it's 80 hours a month. Anything past that would be considered full-time. And then you would have to go through full academy and then to receive payment for it. We're all volunteer.
Yeah. And then become a full-time, I mean, once you get past those hours, you become a full-time officer, then you're paid.
Yes.
But right now, at your reserve, you're not paid.
Correct. It's all volunteer.
Do you have to buy your own equipment and all that stuff, or is that provided by the law enforcement agency?
The agency does provide some of it. I'm able to purchase my own gear, so that it doesn't cost the city anything.
Yeah. Well, and that's good to be mindful of that, but also, you know, there you hope if there's a need for reserve officers, which really there is everywhere now, that maybe the government entity can help out and, you know, provide a benefit. Say, we'll provide the gear. We just need bodies that are trained that can provide law enforcement to our community.
So, absolutely. We do have a budget within the city of Sparta for uniforms and equipment and things for our reserve officers.
How long were you at the county, did you say,
as a reserve officer? I was at White County Sheriff's Office for 7 years.
7 years. So what's some of the things you learned there?
Well, we did a lot of backing up other officers and then working with, road closures, parades, those type things. And that's similar to what we do with the city of Sparta as well. We don't have arrest powers as a reserve officer unless we're with a full-time sworn post-certified officer.
Okay. So can you serve warrants, though?
We can serve warrants. We are sworn officers as opposed to being post-certified, right, having gone through the academy.
Did you go through the academy?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. We have requirements that we have to do for our training. We have to do 128 hours prior to working within the department or being sworn in. Once we've completed those 128 hours, then we'll go to our yearly 40 hours a year we have to do in training, and that includes in service with firearms and other policies within the department.
Yeah, because the academy's like, 15 weeks or something?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a long duration. And you're not going through the academy and getting certified, but you're getting the training you need.
Absolutely, yes. We have... It's 128 hours online training that we have to do, and it covers most of the same classes that are in the academy as well.
Okay, that's great. I'm with Tyler Brandis here on Local Matters. He is with the Sparta Police Reserve Program. Telling us the new program that's getting started by the Sparta Police Department. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Tyler Brandis with the Sparta Police Reserve Program joins me today, talking about the new program that Sparta Police Department is starting up for reserve officers. Otherwise, some people know them as auxiliary, if I can talk, Tyler, police officers. It's something new to Sparta, I know, but you said you'd mentioned being at the White County Sheriff's Office for 7 years as a reserve. And we finished talking about the training. There is training that you have to complete. You're not post-certified, so you're not going through the police academy. You're not a full-time officer, but you're there to aid and assist. And, during your time at the county as a reserve program, did you ever think to yourself you wanted to do this for long term? Was it something that you like, well, I want to expand this, I want to help others? Maybe, did you ever think about going to the police department in Sparta or anywhere else around the upper Cumberland and say, hey, this needs to have more attention, we need to do better?
Not really. The Chief Dunn at the Sparta Police Department has been a good friend for a number of years, and he'd been on me for a while, coming over and helping him get a program started when he took over.
So what's the first thing you do?
First thing we do, have to pass through or go through the application process. Once you've gone through the application process and the city hires you, per se, you would go through similar to a full-time officer. You have to go through you have to go through a psychological examination, a physical examination, drug testing as well.
So, I mean, again, you're not getting paid for it, right?
Correct.
It's a volunteer.
It's all volunteer.
And we are in a volunteer state, and there is a lot. Everybody in this state, this area, has nothing against volunteering. We show up when we have to. What have you seen throughout not only your time at the county as a reserve officer, but what have you seen so far in this year or so that y'all have started this in Sparta? The desire, what's the why for people wanting to become a reserve officer?
Well, just a way to give back to your community if you can. We have a number of applicants that have come in. We have about 4 spots available through the city of Sparta. And just a way to give back. And it's an exciting, fun thing to do. You get to ride along with other officers. You get to, be kind of a public image, public face of the department while we're out there as well representing this part of the city.
What's a typical day look like? So let's say, first of all, as a reserve, do you have a set schedule?
Not really, no. It would just be a matter of coordinating with either the field training officer or another the sergeant on duty and seeing what their schedule is. And be showing up usually when they start a shift around 6 a.m. and either riding along all day or as long as possibly as you can.
The two things I think about, and this is awful when I think about reserves, there's and I go way back to TV. You know, The Office had Dwight Schrute as a reserve officer, and he was terrible. And then Friends had the ride along, the three guys rode along with the one guy in New York, and they thought there was a gunshot in the backfire of a car. That's what I think about. And I shouldn't do that because it's a very important part, right?
Absolutely.
But, you know, TV interrupts and corrupts your brain sometimes, so you get thinking about that stuff. So if you, let's say tonight you want to go in. You start their shift, you ride along in the car, but you're limited to certain things you can do, right?
For the most part. I mean, not really. We're there with the officer. We're there to back them up.
If
there's a crisis, we're there.
Okay.
We've gone through the training. We have to do a mandatory 40 hours of in-service, and that in-service is the same in-service that our officers are going through as well. So whether it's vehicle operations or qualifications on the firearms, we've gone through the same training in our 40 hours.
Where do y'all do the in-service training at?
We do in-service in-house.
Okay.
Either if it's a vehicle operations, we'll go up to the middle school when school's out and we'll practice in the parking lot there, or we'll go up to the range and do our qualifications. Some of the training's done either at the Oldham Theater. We did taser training earlier this year as well. So
have you been hit by a taser?
I have been tased, yes.
How did that go?
It was exciting.
You got such a positive attitude about everything. I have been hit once, not with the gun, but up against my leg, and I thought I was going to die.
Yes.
I did not, and that was because a friend thought it was funny. He's a police officer, and he just had it on him, and he just hit me in the leg. I was like, dude, you got to tell somebody you're going to do that, first of all. And second, why did you do that? He said, you need to know how it feels. I'm like, okay. I guess he was worried that I was going to get in trouble one day. I don't know, but it's not a fun experience. But so y'all go through all that.
We do the same in-service training as the officer.
Does that include pepper spray in the face as well?
It has. Yes, we have done that as well.
Well, I've been sprayed by that too, but that was by accident.
No fun.
Yeah, by a buddy as well. I need to find new friends, don't I?
Yes.
When you're doing the training, you got 40 hours of the in-service, you have to do the online training. Once you finish the training, you're qualified, you're certified to go be a reserve officer. You can do everything but probably arrest people, right?
Yes.
So if you do run into a high-intense situation, you can back the officer up, you're there to assist.
Absolutely.
You can communicate with other law enforcement officers.
Yes.
They know you're there, I'm assuming.
They do. We're typically riding along with a full time officer.
Yeah, and then of course the support agencies, like if the sheriff's office got involved, they would know you and know
Absolutely.
What you
we're in uniform as well. Bulletproof vest, same duty belt, and everything.
So really the only two differences, you don't get paid,
correct?
You're volunteer, and you don't have the arresting authority.
Absolutely.
Would that cover the differences really?
That's primarily the difference.
Yeah. Well, you're like an officer then.
Absolutely. You see me with one of the full-time officers, you're not going to know, other than unless you know me. You're not going to know whether or not, general public's not going to know whether we're reserve or full-time.
So how many reserve officers does Sparta Police Department have right now?
Currently, there's three of us.
Okay. How many are you looking to get to?
We've got four slots available.
Okay. So seven total.
So yes. Under 10. Trying to start the program out. I think we want to try and stick around between that 5 to 7. You know, the candidate has to be qualified and vetted through not just the police department. They have to run through the background checks and then go through the city of Sparta has to do the final say. So
seven, I guess, positions that are in the budget to have
Absolutely.
Those reserve officers. And of course you could have, I guess, depending on the need of equipment and stuff, you could maybe have more, but I'm sure the city council is all for this. The mayor,
yes,
Lowry is, I know he's a good guy and he's actually going to be on my show coming up soon too. So I'll ask him about it. We'll get his take on it. But, there's buy-in from the community, right?
Correct.
Do you ever run any roadblocks for this right now? I mean, starting
it up? We haven't
yet.
Not yet. No. Like I said, it's a new program. We're rolling it out. So we really haven't run into any issues.
Well, one of the reasons we want to have you on is to get the word out there.
Absolutely.
You know, and so if people are interested in being a reserve officer, especially in Sparta, to call you or call the chief of police there and say, hey, I'd like to come by and learn how to be a reserve officer. And again, it's a volunteer thing. You're not going into it to make a career out of it. If you're wanting to do that, you need to go the get hired by the law enforcement agency and it's full time, go to the police academy, get post certified, but you have an option or a way to help and give back to your community. I guess that's one of the big selling points, right?
Yes. And it's similar to the volunteer firefighters. You can come in as a reserve and see if it's something that you do want to turn that into a career at some point in time.
Have you had any firefighters be interested in being a reserve officer?
I have had a couple have talked to me about it, but nobody's pulled the trigger to join up yet.
Well, and if so, what about, let's just talk about, and we're about to come up on a break, and we can continue, but are you CPR certified, trained in medical situations?
I am. As a scuba instructor, I'm also a qualified CPR instructor.
And I guess it would help if anybody that wanted to join, they had the same experience, like maybe they're a EMT or something.
Yes.
Because absolutely. Part of being a police officer is the emergency side of it. I know we have EMS and we have paramedics and stuff, but you might be the first one to the scene.
Yes, that has happened recently.
Really?
Yes, we had two of our officers pulled up onto a structure fire, and were able to get in and get some children to the hospital.
Wow!
Prior to EMS,
so that would be very good if somebody had those qualifications. But if not, you can still apply, right?
Absolutely, yes. We just swing by the Sparta Police Department and pick up an application.
Okay, I have Tyler Brandis with the Sparta Police Reserve Program here on Local Matters. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back, Ben Rogers here on Local Matters with Mr. Tyler Brandis. He is a Sparta Police Reserve officer. He is heading up the Sparta Police Reserve Program. And they have four positions available, four spots. If anyone's interested, please go by the Sparta Police Department, get an application, talk to those that are there about joining the reserve program. And, of course, law enforcement is, even if it's paid or not paid, it's a selfless act, right? You're putting yourself out there without regard for your own life. And so as a reserve, basically, you could be put in those situations. The only thing you're not doing is you're not getting paid for it, and you're not able to arrest somebody, but you're there providing backup or support. You mentioned going on ride-alongs with the other deputies and the police officers. And so you're part of the law enforcement experience. You're part of the mission, and it's a wonderful need. I don't know, are reserve programs prevalent around here, Tyler, that you know of?
White County Sheriff's Office has one. I'm not sure about any in Putnam County.
How many do they have, White County Sheriff's Office? Do you know?
I don't know offhand.
Yeah. I think anytime somebody can volunteer their time to provide an extra layer or more awareness and more bodies to law enforcement and really public safety, I think it's a great idea. So one thing we're seeing counties and cities do more and more since the last few years, since we've had more violence in schools, is provide SROs, right? And a lot of counties are fully funding SROs, which means basically they're putting one SRO into each school and the state come up with some grant money to help with that. And, you know, it's important for kids and teachers to know that there's that layer of protection, the SRO. Or as a reserve officer, are you all in the schools?
We're not in the schools, but we are accepted at the schools. They have no problem with us coming as well. I know the same with the full-time officers showing up, as much law enforcement presence as we can. And also, again, to show the kids that they don't have anything to be afraid of, that, you know, we have officers and we'd like to make friends and play with the kids in school settings if possible.
So, you know, when I was growing up, and I don't know about how it was in Florida, we had DARE.
Correct.
Drug abuse resistance.
Yes.
Do you all do anything as reserves with kids like that?
We don't have a DARE program. It's something that we could look into, but we don't currently have.
Provide some kind of education on that. I mean, I love my DARE officer. He was great. Something I won't forget, right? And I don't know what happened to that, but it's, you know, it's awesome. But so you can go into schools and be visible. You're not playing the SRO role because they have those, but you're there to assist if they need it. But just being visible and walking around and letting people know you're there and just having a presence, I think, probably goes miles. And is that something y'all discuss a lot?
It is. We're an additional resource to the department, whether it's the sheriff's office with the school resource officers or the police department. We're an additional resource for them. If they need help, we can. If we're available, we can come in and help out and assist wherever it's needed.
How often do you get asked to be at events in the community to be present?
Quite often. We have a number of things going on within the community. We can go to the football games or basketball games, any of the celebrations that happen, car shows, anything. The fair is coming up, so we'll be a presence there as well.
Yeah, and of course, it's unfortunate our times are requiring those presences. I mean, people are – or it's violence is occurring at parades, and you hate to see that. We don't understand it. I can't fathom why people are violent in a big at all. But then you have this big gathering of people, and people want to run a car into somebody. I don't get it. I can't relate. But hopefully, having more people there will prevent that, right?
Absolutely. More presence, the safer it's going to be.
Do y'all do active shooter training and stuff like that?
We have, yes. Yes. I know with the Sheriff's Department, we did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We did active shooter training.
And, of course, crisis management, when somebody does come to an event to do something like that, I'm sure you all are talking about that. What's the next steps? Yes. I mean, with three, you currently have three people there. You're looking for four more. You're looking for seven. I know y'all probably schedule things out as much as you can to not only overwork you all, but to be as many people there as possible.
Yes. And again, as a volunteer, it's just as our times allows. And then if there is a major event, if we had another ice storm like a number of years ago, we could be called up for that or anything that the chief may need us for.
Yeah, and where we live in Tennessee, anything can happen. Tornadoes, ice storms, a hurricane come and set over East Tennessee last September and caused massive destruction, and it's just one of those things where if you're in the position like you are, you're there to assist and provide some help to those
Absolutely.
People. So how do you keep promoting this, Tyler? What I know you're here, which is one way, right? Through the radio, through communication. What else are y'all doing to promote it and get people in?
It's more been word of mouth. We really haven't pushed a major program to get it the word out. So this is a first step for us here.
Y'all do social media or anything like that?
The city of Sparta does. The police department does social media.
Yeah. Well, and that always helps because a lot of people are on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. And so any videos or things you can do, I often see like law enforcement now do funny videos that draw attention to what they're doing and programs with kids and showing their help with kids. So anything you can do like that. I mean, I think this is definitely a worthwhile need for every law enforcement agency to have some kind of reserves. Just getting the word out is going to help. But I don't know what the budget looks like, but if y'all could launch some kind of program to say, hey, we're going to go out and we're going to go be present in you could go to TCAT, or the junior colleges in the Upper Cumberland to show these people, hey, we've got reserve programs. If you don't want to make a career in law enforcement, but you want to be involved, this is what we can do.
Absolutely. If you've got the time to volunteer and have the passion for serving others, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. And I don't know if Tennessee Tech University, I know they have a criminal justice program, but I don't know if they have anything for reserves or if Ball State does, but I think it's worthwhile talking to them about it.
Yes, I'm unfamiliar with that.
Yeah, so it might be something you want to look into. I don't know.
Will do.
The police chief, how long did you say he'd been there?
Chief Dunn, I believe, is coming up on his third year.
Okay, I haven't got to meet him yet, so maybe
sure.
At some point in time I'll get to meet him as well. And do you know how many law enforcement officers are at Sparta right now?
At Sparta we have 18 officers, and so we're a small department.
It is small. Sparta's growing.
Yes.
Right?
It is.
You don't want the violence to come in, but things do happen. Crime happens, but they're growing. So 18 full-time officers, the reserves make sense.
Absolutely.
To have those reserves available. So I think that's really good that y'all are trying to do this.
Yes. Chief Dunn's very proactive within the community. We try and set up a booth at each event in Sparta and really get the officers out in the public as much as possible.
Is there a canine division at the...
We have one canine officer.
Do you get to work with them any?
I haven't. He usually works the night shift, and I haven't yet. But
yeah.
Would love to.
I'm a dog guy. I'd be all about trying to work with a canine.
Absolutely.
Those dogs are so brilliant and smart, and oh, man, it makes me excited to be around them and see them. I've had the chance with my work to be around a lot of sheriff's offices that have them, and I've been able to play with the dogs and pet them and see them in training, see them in action, and
Absolutely.
They're so valuable to what law enforcement needs for all kinds of reasons, not only protection, but search and rescue. Have you been involved in a search and rescue before?
Not with the police department, no.
You have with the sheriff's office?
Yes, briefly. We had a missing child up on the mountain, up on Bonaire Mountain one time. And I know we called in, the state came in with canines as well.
Yeah.
Everything turned out well with that case.
Good, good. Well, I know there's a lot going on, and again, we pray that crime is minimum and you're needed. We don't want you to be needed, but you are going to be needed, and I think it's important to have that program. And of course, the school presence is valuable as well. I don't know, kids these days, just want to know they're loved and protected, right?
So, absolutely.
So being there and being a face there is wonderful. It, going forward, Tyler, is this something you see yourself doing for a long time?
It is. As long as the city will have me there, I'd really enjoy doing the reserve program with the officers there, and it's a small family.
I guess have you found a need to use your scuba diving expertise as a reserve yet?
Not yet as a reserve, no.
Well, you got Center Hill Lake around, right?
Yes.
So they may need you to go look for something sometime, but you never know. I think it's phenomenal. So you didn't have any law enforcement background before?
No, when my family, we sold our business in Florida, I had gone into the police department in St. Petersburg, Florida, but throughout the academy, I messed up my knee. And so that kind of cut my career short as a full-time officer.
Yeah, well, that might help. But so you were going to go into...
I was planning on it.
So you just had a passion for it.
I do. It's something that's I've always wanted to do.
Well, I think, listen, you live there and I didn't, but I've been to St. Petersburg several times. It's a lot bigger than Sparta.
It is. They have about 690 sworn officers.
So did they have a reserve program there?
They do have a reserve program, but they're typically, their reserves come in, are their... They're retired officers or come in and volunteer.
Well, and that, so let's talk about that. Have you had retired officers
we
come
do.
In?
Yes, yes. And actually one of our reserves is a former police officer who's coming back to help out.
Well, I mean, and I think, you know, it's like any other career. You retire from it, but you're still always in you, right?
Correct.
You kind of miss it. So I think that's something to tell everybody. Hey, if you're a retired law enforcement officer and you want to go be a part of law enforcement and just give your time – call up Tyler and go by to see the chief of police in Sparta and tell him you want to be part of the reserve program. I mean, they're already experienced, right? I mean, they still go through the training and do the in-service that's required.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, same requirements. Just makes it a little easier for them. They know the law from their years of experience.
Yeah, I think that's great. Does White County have retired reserves?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Do y'all get anybody from any other counties or cities?
We haven't currently.
Well, I mean, Coolville's right here, you know. So if you're a retired law enforcement officer from Coolville or Putnam County, you want to go work with some great people, I mean, go see Tyler. Do you want to put your number out there or anything, or do you want to just tell them to go by the
– Stop by the police department.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, well, I don't blame you. Everybody calling you.
My personal self.
Yeah. Well, listen, as a county commissioner, I get used to it. I get the craziest phone calls all the time, it seems. Tyler, I do appreciate you being here. Tyler's with the Sparta Police Reserve Program, also known as an auxiliary police officer program, where you serve as a reserve officer. You're giving your time. You're not paid. But you're helping out with law enforcement. The only thing you're not able to do is be an arresting officer, right, and perform that duty. But everything else, you're there to protect and serve and aid the other law enforcement officers in whatever they're doing. So I think it's a great thing to have. I'm hoping that your program launches and more people show up to be reserve officers in Sparta.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Safe travels, long travels back down to Sparta.
Yes, thank you.
From the station. Folks, this has been Rogers with Tyler Brandis, Sparta Police Reserve Program. This is on Local Matters. I hope you've enjoyed this. I've learned a lot about reserves, and I'm thankful for Tyler coming in and giving us this time. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be good to one another. Remember, love's better than hate. We'll see you next time on Local Matters.